Why do you model that pattern? The NIV also says.
We are in chapter 28.
Happy chapter 28.
And that's the last chapter.
On the specific passage.
Next week we're going to begin studying the book of 1 Corinthians.
Und nächste Woche fangen wir an mit dem 1. Korinther.
So you can begin now to get ready for next week.
Also werden wir nächste Woche Freitag können wir schon mal anfangen mit dem Korinther.
We'd like to have a Bible to read along as we study this week.
Sind wir wichtig, dass ihr mitlesen könnt? Werden wir jetzt durch das Kapitel 28 lesen?
So if you ran off and forgot your Bible this morning, we'd like to put one in your hand. So just raise your hand.
Bitte legt eure Hand, dann geben wir euch eine Bibel, damit ihr mitlesen könnt.
We've got English, and we've got Spanish, and we've got German.
Wir haben Englisch, Deutsch, Spanisch.
French, Arabic.
English, Arabic.
We don't have Swahili, so I'm sorry if that's
your name. That is for our reading in life.
Well, let us know. We'd like for you to have a Bible this morning.
Especially when you're in the
Bible. Again, that's Acts in chapter 28. We're going to begin.
Apostelgeschichte 28.
So let's pray and let's get into our study this morning. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to study your word. Well, you tell us that this book is a unique thing. It is a message from you. And it has one clear focus. And that is your Son, Jesus. Father, use this time today to speak to
our hearts.
Grant your faith in Jesus' name. Alright, when we left off last week, Paul was on the island of Malta.
Letzte Woche haben wir aufgehört, als Paulus auf der Insel Malta.
He was there with 276 of his
BFFs.
Actually, he's traveling with Roman soldiers and murderers and thieves. And they're not really happy
people.
Most of these men are on the way to Rome to be murdered, to be killed in the arena of
Rome.
They have suffered from 2 weeks of violent storm in the Mediterranean. For 2 weeks, they couldn't eat or sleep. Probably seasick the whole time. I can tell you from personal experience, that's not fun. Their ship was destroyed in the storm.
The ship wurde gestürmt, das Schiff.
The owner and the captain lost everything.
Der Eigentümer und die Kapitän haben alles verloren.
And they washed ashore on an island that they've never seen.
Und sie sind auf einer Insel gestrandet, die sie noch nie gesehen haben.
They're cold, they're exhausted.
Sie sind kalt, sie sind total erschöpft.
Lack of sleep, lack of food.
Sie haben kein Essen, keinen Schlaf.
They're wet.
Sie sind nass.
And it's wintertime. I'm sure not many of them would agree with
me.
But it is morning. The Bible says that joy comes
from morning.
After the storms of life and after the problems, the difficulties that we have.
Probably
God puts them on this island
alle auf den Insulnamen Malta.
And the name Malta means refuge.
Und der Name Malta bedeutet Zuflucht.
So God is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow.
Und Gott ist der gleiche, gestern, heute und morgen.
I can remember times in my life when I was in a storm.
Ich erinnere mich an Zeiten in meinem Leben, als ich durch Stürme ging.
Not a literal storm.
Nicht nur ein kleiner Sturm.
Financial, emotional.
Vielleicht finanziell oder emotional.
Long off course, no stars, no sun to guide you.
Ich war total abgekommen vom Leben, keine Sterne, nichts, was ich hätte irgendwie, woran ich mich hätte orientieren können.
But God is always there in the storm.
Aber Gott ist immer da, mitten im Sturm.
And at the end of the storm, there is a refuge.
Und am Ende des Sturmes gibt es einen Zuflucht.
God has a plan in our lives that is working with us.
Gott hat einen Plan für jeden unserer Leben.
And in his plan, he brings storms, but he also brings the calm afterwards.
Und in diesem Plan sind Stürme enthalten, aber auch der Zufluchtsort, wenn es vorbei ist.
He always provides that refuge after the storm.
Er sorgt immer dafür, dass es ein Zufluchtsort für die Zukunft nach dem Sturm.
Alright, first one.
Okay.
It says, once ashore, we learned that the island was called Malta. And the local people showed us extraordinary kindness. But they lit a fire and took us all in, since it was raining and cold. And as Paul gathered a bunch of brushed wood, and put it in the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened itself onto his hand. Now this is a snake, it's not a tar.
Also, Paulus wird von einer Schlange gebissen beim Feuer.
And notice, Paul here is not sitting back, playing the role of hero.
Also, Paulus ist nicht so, dass sagt, ich bin der Held, der mich gerettet hat, ich entspanne mich jetzt.
He single-handedly saved the crew.
Er hat gerade eben erst die ganze Mannschaft gerettet.
But he doesn't come ashore and say, I'll have a latte.
Aber kommt jetzt nicht an und sagt, ich hätte erstmal einen Kaffee.
He's out gathering wood to serve others.
Nein, ist aufgegangen, hat Holz gesammelt, um anderen zu dienen.
And check out the reward that he gets.
Und jetzt hört mal, was er dafür bekommt.
A viper bites him.
Eine Schlange beißt ihm in die Hand.
I mean, really, God?
Wirklich, Gott?
After all that I've done?
Nachdem, was ich alles für dich getan habe?
I represented you during the storm.
Ich habe dich repräsentiert während des Sturmes.
I told these people, hey, take courage, God is going to save us.
Ich habe die ganzen Leute hier ermutigt.
And this is what I get. And this is what I get.
Und das ist die Belohnung.
Snake bite?
Schlangenbiss.
Oh man. As it is when we serve, the faith will strike.
Meistens ist es so, wenn wir dienen, dann sind wir der Feind geschlagen.
Satan is very happy when we are just kind of sitting back doing nothing.
Und freut sich auch, wenn wir einfach uns vollzugehen und überhaupt nichts tun.
You know, as long as we are selfish,
solange wir nicht selbstsüchtig sind,
or even theological,
oder sogar auch nur auf theoretischer, auf theologischer Ebene,
you know, useless things,
du brauchst auch nicht mehr.
Satan is happy. He's given you to lead you to
God. Solange das so ist, freut sich der Feind und wird sich in Ruhe lassen.
But as we begin to put sweat to our beliefs,
aber wenn wir anfangen, wirklich unseren Glauben einzusetzen,
as we begin to give legs to our theology,
wenn wir anfangen, wirklich praktisch in unserem Leben unsere Theologie umzusetzen,
equal strength,
dann wird er zuschlagen.
Satan wants us on the side.
Denn er möchte uns aus dem Quest geben.
He wants us just sitting back and observing.
And
there's a degree of safety on the side.
Und gibt uns vielleicht so ein Gefühl von Sicherheit, am Gang zu sein.
But there is also stagnation. Stagnation.
Aber das verändert auch fest. Es gibt keine Bewegung.
You see, God wants us in the game.
Gott möchte, dass wir sozusagen auf dem Spielfeld mitmachen.
Verse 4 and verse 4. When the local When the local people saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "This man is probably a murderer. And though he has escaped the sea, justice does not allow him to live." Now, two things I want you to get from this. First of all, they have an underlying sense of right and wrong and an ultimate justice.
Die Menschen hier haben so ein Gespür für was ist richtig, was ist falsch und das letzte Gericht.
These guys are pagans.
Das sind Heiden.
They have no idea of the God of the Bible.
Sie haben nie irgendwas von Gott im Leben gehört.
They have no understanding of a good, righteous God.
Sie haben nie von einem guten und gerechten Gott gehört.
And yet they have this basic understanding of right and wrong and ultimate justice.
Und sie haben dennoch so ein Gespür für was ist richtig, was ist falsch und das letzte kommende Gericht.
It's interesting to think about that in terms of what the Bible says the Holy Spirit's job is here on earth.
Das ist ganz interessant, wenn wir uns die Bibel anschauen, welche Aufgabe der Heilige Geist hier auf Erden hat.
The Bible says that the Holy Spirit has basically one job.
Die Bibel sagt, dass der Heilige Geist im Prinzip eine Aufgabe hat.
And that is to convict us.
Und das ist uns zu überführen.
To raise our awareness of three things.
Dass wir uns bewusst werden folgender drei Dinge.
Sin.
Sünde.
Righteousness.
Gerechtigkeit.
And judgment.
Und Gericht.
And here we find these three things in the hearts of these men on Malta. A lot of people today question God's fairness.
Und viele Menschen heutzutage bezweifeln Gottes Fairness.
And the Bible says that in order to be saved, we have to put our faith in Jesus Christ.
Und die Bibel sagt ganz klar, wenn wir errettet werden möchten, müssen wir unseren Glauben in Jesus Christus setzen.
And there's some people who just don't like that.
Und manche Menschen mögen das einfach.
They question God's fairness. They ask, well, what about the guy on the island who has never heard of him?
Und dann fragen sie so, was ist mit den Menschen auf der Insel, der noch nie von Gott gehört hat?
Well, if you get people asking that question, take them to Acts chapter 28.
Und wenn es dir mal begegnet, dass sich jemand die Frage fragt, dann kommt der Ehe von den Menschen in der Apostelgeschichte 28.
Wow! We got a whole island full of people here.
Wir haben hier eine ganze Insel voller Menschen.
And every single one of them has this understanding of right and wrong and ultimate justice.
Und jeder einzelne von ihnen hat ein gutes Wissen für was ist richtig, was ist falsch, für Gerechtigkeit und das letzte Gericht.
And the question that remains for all people is, what do we do with Jesus Christ?
Und die Frage, die jeder einzelne Mensch beantworten muss, was macht uns persönlich mit Jesus Christus?
God is completely fair.
Gott ist vollkommen gerecht.
He is perfect and he is good.
Er ist vollkommen gut.
And he has made himself known to all people.
Und hat sich selbst allen Menschen vorgestellt.
Nobody has an excuse.
Well, kind of a good plan, obviously.
Here's the second thing.
Here comes the second thing.
While they understand right, wrong, and an ultimate justice, their knowledge of how that works out is way off base.
Aber die Art und Weise, wie sie denken, dass sich das widerspiegelt und zeigt, ist unverkehrt.
That their understanding of how justice works out is all about storms and snakes. It's all wrapped up in superstition. See, they observe what they see happen in the world. But then they draw all the wrong conclusions.
Nur
they built a belief system based on what seems right to them.
Und dann blicken sie sich so ihre Glaubensquelle zusammen anhand dessen, was sie gesehen haben und was sie denken, richtig ist.
And so they get this, you know, man-made religion, this mythology, this occultism.
Und so bauen sie sich ihre selbstgemachte Religion zusammen mit Kultenelementen und all diesen anderen abergläubischen Dingen.
And that's exactly what we see in the world today.
Und genau das sehen wir auch heutzutage.
People creating their own belief systems.
Menschen, die ihren eigenen Glauben zusammenbauen.
All religions in the world have this basic understanding of right, wrong, and ultimate justice.
Und alle Religionen der Welt haben diese Grundannahme von ein richtig, ein falsch und ein letztes Gericht.
But then they build their own little structure, their own framework on that basic understanding.
Aber dann fangen sie an, auf diese Grundannahme ihr eigenes Gemälde irgendwo
zu machen.
Aber das Problem ist, dass es meistens nicht funktioniert und nicht erklärt.
So, religion.
Das ist alles menschengemachte Religion.
See, without God explaining it to us, we just make up the craziest things.
Wir brauchen Gott, der uns erklärt, was er meint, denn sonst machen wir selber ganz verrückte Dinge.
That's why this book is so important.
Und deswegen ist dieses Buch so wichtig.
We need to know God's mind about these things.
Und wir müssen wissen, wie Gott über diese Dinge denkt.
So, we left Paul with the snake hanging on his hand.
So, wir sind bei Paulus und die Schlange hängt an seiner Hand.
The snake bites. Serpent strikes. How many ways can we say it? So what we do when the serpent strikes? Paul shows us in such simplicity. Look at verse 5. However, he shook the creature off into the fire and suffered no harm. When we are serving God, and when he does, what we need to do is to shake it.
And that is what this means. It means the water going up to shake it.
Is it the purpose?
Is it the einfachste?
I mean, we get panicked. We get angry. We lose it. Paul shows us to shake
it.
And here's the point. People are watching. Look at verse
7.
They expected that he would swell up suddenly and drop dead. But after they waited a long time and saw that nothing unusual had happened to him, they changed their minds and said, ah, he's a god. You know, Paul saw this very same thing when he was in Lystra back in Acts chapter 14. Similar kind of thing happened. Only it went the other direction. It started off that they thought Paul was a god. Because he healed them.
And they had to have to hide it.
But as the story played out, they said, nah, he's not a god, let's kill him. In this story, it starts off with them thinking, this guy's a murderer. He deserves it.
Und in dieser Geschichte fängt es an, dass die Menschen denken, diese Kerl ist ein Mörder, er verdient es zu sterben.
But it ends up with them saying, oh no, after all, maybe you don't get that.
Aber nach all dem, was sie dann gesehen haben, ändern sie ihre Meinung und sagen, komm, den Erfolg.
The people confused.
Die Menschen sind sehr verwirrt.
But when the servant bites guys, when he bites us, remember, the people are watching.
Also, wenn wir uns die Bitten hören,
people are watching to see what you will do.
People Menschen beobachten, wissen und zu sehen, was sie zu tun haben.
They saw this snake by the horn.
Sie haben gesehen, diese Schlange vor der Tür gemacht.
And then they'd see other snakes, this kind of snake, bite people, and they knew what to expect. But after watching those for a long time, well, it changed
their minds.
The thing that they expected to take place didn't happen. So they changed their
mind.
When the serpent bites, the enemy attacks, the world expects a certain outcome. They will expect us to freak out. To lose our temper. Punch somebody in the mouth. Because that's what they do.
And that's the other way we do the idea.
You see, when the enemy attacks, we need to remember that the world is
watching.
Because when he bites, it's in
public.
But as they watch and they see a different reaction, it changes
them.
They look at us and say, well, there's something different about this person. They didn't blow up. They didn't drop dead. Their minds would have changed. But as they watch us in these difficult times, and their minds have changed, many times they come to the wrong conclusion. Paul goes from being a murderer in their minds to a god. And God, sometimes people will make the same mistakes about us. And as they watch us go through difficult times, and when they see us react in a righteous way, they can't look at us and go, righteous, good person. That guy is really holy.
Wow, that's just a good guy.
That girl is really righteous.
She's a powerful woman.
And our tendency is to go, we cannot take that home to us. We must not let people throw us on
pedestal.
That's a problem for a lot of Catholics. People look at us and they think, holy
God.
I always let people get kind of close to me when I see that happen.
Because
when they do, they realize, wow, not a holy. We are all sinners. And if we present ourselves as anything other than that, we are taking the word of God. Gee, you're only yourself.
get to your theme.
Alright, we're going to hit the fast track. We're going to get through the rest of this chapter.
Yes, I'm going to do that.
Verse 7. Now, in the area around that place, was an estate belonging to a leading man of the island named Publius, who welcomed us and entertained us hospitably for 3 days. But Publius' father was in bed, suffering from fever and dysentery. And Paul went to him and praying and laying his hands on him, he healed him. And after this, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were cured. And so they heaped many honors on us. And when we sailed, they gave us what we needed. God uses a storm to bring these people to the island of Malta, to bring Paul to the island of Malta. It wasn't a gentle breeze, it was a storm that God used. And Paul ministers to people. Miracles take place. People are healed. And I'm sure many came to faith in God. God really went to a lot of trouble to bring Paul to the
Bible.
Just think about what God did in your life to bring you to
Him.
I think about the extent that God went to bring me to Him. And you know, if I was God, I don't think I would have caused that
much
trouble. And don't worry, I don't think he would have done it for you either.
I don't kind of
always think about what he's about to say. But I'll
come to the next.
It's way out of left field and running as far and as far from God as I can. Selfish,
self-consumed.
God has His way of bringing storms and bringing people into our
lives.
So that we might be able. He did that in the lives of these people in Malta. He did that in my life, and he did it in many of your lives. God, and he wants to do that with the people in your lives that don't know. People that you work with, people that you live around. He has a purpose in bringing you here. Putting you here in Germany. What an amazing thing that we could be in this building on this day. I mean, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, could you imagine yourself being in a building like this on Sunday? He's working it out. Verse 11. After 3 months, we set sail on an Alexandrian ship that had wintered in the island with the twin brothers as its figurehead. And putting it at Syracuse, we stayed 3 days. And from there, after making a circuit around the coast, we reached Reykjavik. And after 1 day, a south wind sprang up, and the second day, we came to Puteoli. There we found believers, and we were invited to stay with them for 7 days. And so, we came to Rome. Paul was finally arriving in Rome. It has been years that he has dreamed about being here. And now the chapter ends with several details of these last few days before he gets to Rome. Verse 15 says, now the believers from there had heard the news about us, and had come to meet us as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns. And when Paul saw them, he thanked God to courage. And when we entered Rome, Paul was permitted to stay by himself with the soldiers who guarded him. People are now flowing to meet Paul even before he gets to them.
As I mentioned, my husband is up and making all of the investments to show up and go home.
His letter to the Romans has been in circulation for 3 years. People have read it. And they have questions. And so they're flocking to Paul to, what did you mean by this? What does this say? Many people are coming to him. And Paul was encouraged by
that.
You know, one of the reasons that we meet on Sunday is to encourage each other. And I know there are a lot of distractions here in Germany. A lot of
festivals,
a lot of shows,
so,
a lot of things to do. And I think we should take advantage of the see those
things.
But we need to remember to come together. When you choose to stay home because, you know, you not only rob yourself of the encouragement, but you rob others. And I understand what a challenge that is. Spend a long week. We need each other. We need to be here to encourage each other. Verse 17 says, after 3 days, he called together the leaders of the Jews, and when they had gathered, he said to them, brothers, although I have done nothing against our people or the customs of our ancestors, I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. And after they examined me, they wanted to release me since I hadn't committed any capital offense. But because the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar. And it wasn't as though I had any accusations against my nation. And for this reason, I have asked to see you and speak to you. In fact, the hope of Israel that I'm wearing is chains. After Paul gets to Rome, he reaches out to the Jews. And then this is what he did in every place that he went. He has this great heart for his own country. And he's hoping to clear up any confusion. Verse 21 says, then they said to him, we haven't received any letters about you from Judea. None of the brothers have come and reported or spoken anything evil about you. But we would like to hear from you what you think. For concerning this fact, we are aware that it is spoken against everyone. The storm did a lot of things. But one of the things it did was to give Paul clean slate for the new one.
Situation war, dass sozusagen Paulus eine Weise dazu gegeben hat.
The men in Jerusalem, they hated Paul.
Die Männer in Jerusalem haben Paulus gehasst.
We saw earlier how they held a grudge for over 2 years.
They have before seen that he just had not a little fight.
They wanted him dead.
He wanted them to kill.
And so I'm sure that they wrote letters from Jerusalem to Rome when they heard that Paul was going
there.
Somehow the letters never
worked.
I imagine some of those letters are in the boat that Paul was on, kind of at the bottom of the Mediterranean.
Vielleicht waren einige dieser Briefe auf dem Schiff, auf dem Paulus war, wo die Menschen die Mehrheit haben.
Sometimes it storms and God sends defense to protect us.
Manchmal schickt er auch Stürme, die überleben und uns beschützen.
Well, after arranging a day, verse 23, after arranging a day with him, many came to him at his lodging. From dawn to dusk, he expounded and witnessed about the kingdom of God. He tried to persuade them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets. And Paul spoke to them from the Old Testament. He talked to them about Jesus from the Old Testament. And that is the purpose of the law and the prophets. The law and the prophets are not given to us as a formula for life. It is not here to tell us how to eat and dress and behave.
Es ist nicht gegeben, um uns zu sagen, wie wir uns verhalten haben und anfühlen und retten wollen.
The law has one purpose.
Das Gesetz hat einen bestimmten Zweck.
It is to tell us that we are lawbreakers.
Uns zu zeigen, wir sind Gesetzesbrecher.
We cannot keep the law.
Wir können Gottes Anforderungen und Gesetze nicht erfüllen.
And so our purpose, our calling is to point people to Jesus.
Und unsere Berufung
We're not here to persuade people to a particular political viewpoint.
Or a
denominational position. Our purpose isn't to correct theological understanding. Our primary calling is Spurgeon said this, and I thought it was interesting. He said, we are either missionaries or we are apostles. Apostles are the faith.
Also, entweder sind wir Missionare oder wir sind Leute.
Those are challenging words.
Das
Verse 24 says, some were persuaded by what he said, but others did not believe. It's amazing how God's Spirit concludes the book of Acts. Some believe, some do. This is how Scripture divided the world. Those who believe and those who
don't.
They all heard the same message.
Alle haben die gleiche Botschaft gehört.
They all heard the same thing.
Alle haben das gleiche gehört.
Some believe and some don't.
Manche glauben und manche nicht.
Verse 25. It says, disagreeing among themselves, they began to leave after Paul made one statement. The Holy Spirit rightly spoke through the prophet Isaiah to your ancestors, and he said, go to these people and say, you will listen and listen and yet never understand. You will look and look and yet never perceive. For the hearts of these people that don't count. Their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understanding with their heart and be convicted, not with their ears. Paul ends with a challenge to these Jewish men who come to see.
How is he thinking about the woman who is thinking that the Jewish men who come to see?
And it is not a field of advantage.
But I have a clue.
He isn't giving pleading with them, oh, please come join me.
How about the attributes that the Jewish people have?
He just established what the Bible says.
And that's the question from Jesus back.
Someone who believes, someone
who has shall not believe.
Paul says that there's more to this than just knowledge. There's more to this than just an intellectual understanding. It is an issue of the heart.
It's due from the past.
Do we have hearts that are soft?
Because we have some bite.
We have hearts that are willing to listen.
How do you have some of the guidance on what we're doing?
Do we have hearts that are willing to see?
How do you have some of the guidance on the students who are
them? Verse 28. Almost. Therefore, let it be known to you that this saying of the God has been sent to the Gentiles. Therefore, and after he said these things, the Jews departed while engaging in a prolonged debate among themselves. And then he stayed 2 whole years in his own house. And he welcomed all who visited him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with full boldness and without remorse. Again, there's one amazing way to end this book. It is. It ends with Jesus with boldness unhindered. In very real sense, this book is not finished. In a sense, it is still being
written.
I'm not suggesting that we need to start chapter
29.
But God is being written in our lives. And the challenge that I have for many of you today is your name in this chapter. It is your name part of the story. Are you playing the role of what God is doing in this part of our history? The book of Acts is not the Acts of the Church, it's not the Acts of the Apostles. The book of Acts is the Acts of the Church.
Luke,
which one do you close it? This book really is being written in a very real sense. Again, not literally. But it is being written in our lives. Yeah, but we have some choices to make.
We have a child to get up.
Or are we going to play the role?
What is the anniversary?
Are we going to be a part of the book?
What is the anniversary of the power of the entire group of them?
It's easy to sit on the sidelines.
It's the anchor of the entire group.
You just kind of wait for them to come up.
I have to bow to the significance.
But God gives us an amazing opportunity.
I will go, and I think the others are believing that change.
To be a part.
Try to come up with
that. He doesn't need it.
That's all ourselves and meet
him.
Aber er lädt uns ein.
I'm going to invite you today.
Und ich möchte heute dich einladen.
If you don't know Christ, if he is speaking to you today,
denn wenn du Jesus noch nicht kennst und er heute zu dir spricht und dann kommt,
to respond to him,
dann antwort zu ihm.
Submit yourself to him, to his word.
Und dann halte dich deine Herrlichkeit in
ihm. But for the rest of you to know Christ and then you will follow him.
Und für euch, die Jesus schon kennen und folgen,
I'm going to challenge you to step into the things he's showing you to do.
Dann möchte ich dich auffordern und einladen, den Teil in deinem Plan einzunehmen, was für dich gedacht ist.
Das ist great work.
Denn es ist das Lohn. Das ist Segen.
Father, thank you again for this day.
Have a nice day for this time.
I thank you, Lord, that you chose to move forward the event of the world church.
Father, thank you for the truth of the human man and the world.
Father, we see good things.
Father, we see good things.
The new street can preach up.
And Father, we see that all of you are doing
good. Lord, we see them today in the church.
And can I be glad to that we are all in the church.
Father, I just ask that today we submit ourselves anew to you.
And
as the Christian,
the
choose to have
the choose to have
Thank you.